on a roll right now.
Yeah.
They are still taking time to give back before tonight's game. 25-year-old pitcher Quinn Priester visited a pediatric patient wing today at Aurora Health Center in Greenfield. The 6'3" pitcher helped young fans build up from a throw to catching a ground ball, even hit the ball inside the physical therapy area of the hospital. I was able to speak to him and others.
What was it like to see their progression in just a few minutes?
It's really fun. I always love seeing kids play the game. It's so pure. And just have everybody have fun, because that's what it's supposed to be.
Get dressed up, looking like, you know, we do at the field, and just enjoy being together.
I know at the major league level you can get away from that. It's all about winning. But at the end of the day, having fun is really important.
Well, you are winning.
That makes it fun.
I mean, how incredible has this run been? And I'm hoping to get a free burger from yeah. George Webb's 12
yeah.
wins.
We've been having fun. It's just been really cool to feel all the support from the city and be able to give back in ways like this.
Greenfield mom and Brewers fan Kim Falkowski had just as much fun watching her son Jordan take part. Comes to our health center for speech therapy.
Oh my gosh, this has been such a fun opportunity. Jordan is such a huge Brewers fan, so this has just been an amazing experience for him. Jordan,
yeah.
What does this mean to you to do this and to play?
It means a lot. I like to meet Brewers players. I have a lot of signed balls that I like. It was really fun.
And Tara Gwynn loved bringing her 11-year-old twins, Alexander and Christian, to meet Quinn Priester. Alexander has cerebral palsy.
Inclusiveness is very important, and we're slowly getting there in the world, but it's just a slow thing, and I think people see kids in wheelchairs and don't realize just what they see and what their goals in life can be. So I think the more opportunity for them to see people up higher and that they care, other people will care too.
Alexander was able to hit a few balls with his therapist Jenna by his side.
It's really cool to be able to show off kind of the skills that we work on a weekly basis, as well as giving him the opportunity to play like other kids do. He doesn't get that opportunity very often, and give him the level of assist that he needs while also making him feel like he can do the things that his brother is able to do.
It's really fun. I hope everyone else here had fun, and because we love doing it.
What is it like to play in Milwaukee?
It's really, really cool. You know, I grew up an hour and a half south of here in Cary, Illinois, and so I was always, you know, close to the Brewers in terms of geography, and to be able to be so close to home and to give back to people that I really resonate with, you know, Midwestern people. We always love visiting Wisconsin growing up. Just means a lot.
Absolutely beautiful.
What a nice guy. He sounds like a really, really good guy.
Yeah. There were about 20 children and their families. The parents had just as much fun, and they were able to get
amazing.
Some foam mitts
yeah.
and free hats and tops.
He sounds very personable.
Oh, extremely.
Is he tall?
Yeah.
On TV, all these guys look
very
so tall.
And he's almost like Spider-Man with the way that the kids were throwing or pitching.
Yeah.
He was able to catch it wherever they were throwing it.
Like, that's cool.
Even a wild throw, wild
just like,
hit.
Just yes. Like, yeah. That's awesome. By the way, Brewers here after the 6 o'clock news on WTMJ. They go for its number 11 in a row. Tough matchup for the crew tonight, but we'll have more on that as we head through the afternoon. Great story, Julia. That is really, really fun. A lot of flooding. It's been everywhere in the news, and it can be real hard on people. It can actually be traumatic. It can cause people to have anxiety, have a hard time dealing with it. Kelly Keel is with us. We're excited to have her with us. You can actually hear the Mental Health Minute from Ellie every weekday during the 12 o'clock news. That is Ellie, Mental Health in Waukesha. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I think people go, yeah, it flooded, it rained, people had a hard time. But for some people, can it be just more than, you know, I had a hard time and I don't like what happened in my basement? Can it be more serious than that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for a natural disaster to happen and for it to be so sudden and unexpected, there can be a huge emotional toll for people, whether it shows up now or weeks or months from now. It's something to really pay attention to.
So what type of symptoms could someone get? Are we talking about anxiety when they hear that another storm is coming, or if they hear thunder?
Yeah, it could be things like that. You know, there could be a whole variety of triggers. I mean, you may see anxiety, sleeplessness. You could see grief just based on the loss of many things, you know, even if it's just objects, or, you know, it could be your entire home. And grief is not linear. You know, it can come and go in waves and cause a lot of symptoms.
Kelly Keel is with us. So I grew up in a home that flooded really easily and all the time. And my bedroom was in the basement.
Oh, my.
And so, Kelly, for many years, I got nervous, even as a young adult. I got nervous when it rained hard, and I kind of like just had a really nervous feeling in my gut. So I guess my question is about chronic worrying. How do you treat that? How do you get over it? I mean, I just eventually got past it because it's been many, many years, but how do you get past chronic worrying?
Yes, that's a great question, and I'm sorry to hear that for you, and that's actually very normal in kids to have struggles such as having stomach aches for anxiety. So, you know, being able to talk to someone in a safe space and be able to process through experiencing trauma-informed care, perhaps cognitive behavioral therapy, to really work through those feelings and improve your mind-body awareness so that when your body is feeling that way, you can learn how to better cope with how to manage those symptoms.
And Kelly, I was also seeing just unbelievable footage of people that lost almost everything and their houses are trashed. How do you grieve the loss of that?
Well, that's a great question. The truth is there's really no right way to react. You know, there's no one way for everybody. So acknowledging those feelings is really important. Staying connected with loved ones, friends, family, community supports. You know, we're hearing stories of connecting and meeting neighbors who are helping with, you know, maybe people you've lived near that you never have met before. Keeping a daily routine when possible is very helpful. I think huge right now is the repeated exposure to the media and the news. You know, if it's distressing for you, avoid that as much as you can, and just do what you need for yourself for now. And once things get cleaned up, know that there's help available.
Kelly Keel is the Director of Business Development at Ellie Mental Health. Survivor's guilt is something we often associate with a car accident or something that happens on the battlefield. Can survivor's guilt be something related to flooding if it doesn't affect you but others in your neighborhood?
Yes, absolutely. I think that that's pretty common, you know, especially with something like a flood. It's just really strange how one block may be totally underwater and the next block over may have nothing. And there can certainly be guilt associated with that, even amongst your own friends and loved ones, if, you know, they've been impacted and you have not.
I think a lot of people maybe want to talk to somebody but don't know where to start. They feel weird because it's such an important thing to, like, Google it or try to, how do people find where they can go for help?
Yeah, so Google is a great place to start. There are a ton of, you know, outpatient therapy type of options such as ours that you can easily find online. Psychology Today is a great website to, if you are seeking a therapist. And, you know, the sooner that you can address these concerns, the better. It just really helps to get ahead of your mental health and recognize that there's more than just what we see physically in front of us and that we have to take care of our mental health, too.
This is kind of opening my eyes to thinking about, you know, tornado victims or, you know, with the floods. Is there kind of an equivalent to that? Because I think about fire victims, but this can, like, re-traumatize people over and over when they see weather coming.
Yes, absolutely. And that's, you know, you can imagine with how much news there is everywhere with social media outlets and having it on in the background all the time. And people are scrolling on their phones. And when it's too much to see the constant photographs and weather announcements, and when you think of those tornado alerts and things like that, when it's just a test, there just are a lot of things that can trigger people's symptoms out there. And so learning how to best manage our surroundings, because we really can only manage how we respond to it versus what's happening around us.
Kelly Keel is the Director of Business Development at Ellie Mental Health, and you can hear the Mental Health Minute from Ellie every weekday during the 12 noon news on WTMJ. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.